Obviously, we moved some things around to start the show today with the breaking news that I know Bob and Mac were talking about towards the final 10 minutes or so of their show as well. The news from Adam Schefter coming out right before we hopped on the air that Rashee Rice will be available at the beginning of the season. That is because the NFL is going to hold a disciplinary hearing on Tuesday, September 30th at the league offices in New York. So Rice now, barring some other shift in this whole thing, would be available the first 4 weeks of the season before we could see any potential discipline imposed for, of course, that multi-car crash back in 2024. This is very surprising because the assumption had been from, just about everybody, including Adam Schefter himself, and Ian Rappaport, when we talked to Rappaport up at training camp, Nate Taylor, when we talked to him at training camp as well, that this was something that was going to happen any day now, and he was going to miss week one. The question is it 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games? Now he's available week one, but could we see a longer suspension? What's your initial reaction to this? Because I think you can view it on one hand, hey, he's going to be available for some tough games at the beginning. On the other hand, I'm a little worried that now could the suspension be even longer if they're going to hold this hearing?
So I could certainly spin it, and we can talk about what the pros are. And I think there are a couple of pros in the if he's available for the first four games, for the obvious reason. We spent a lot of time talking about how it kind of stinks that Rashee Rice won't be available for Eagles, Ravens, Chargers, if it was going to be 6 weeks, Lions, all these teams that would have made it very difficult for the Chiefs to get off to a good start from the season. There's some easy ways to spin it. My initial thought is this is stupid and I hate it because for as long as this process has taken place, is there some reason that Roger Goodell and the NFL powers that be can't have this meeting sometime in the next 6 weeks?
Right.
They can't have it tomorrow. They can't have it next week. They can't. What are you talking about? I understand he has meetings. It's a disciplinary hearing. They can't schedule that sometime before the next 6 weeks. So you're not laying in limbo. That's the thing I hate. Now, this entire season, much like when you have like some guy hurt on and off and you don't know and you're not sure if they're going to be available or this, you're now stuck in a position of, okay, he's probably available for the first 4 weeks need. You still don't know if the suspension is 3 games, 4 games, 8 games or whatever they're thinking of. And now you don't know to which portion of the season it is going to contract. I think there's more negatives than positives. You would get something out of it, certainly, if the suspension happens in the middle because you get them for the tougher games. But there are far more negatives, Gold, and way more confusion over why it's taking until September 30th to have this disciplinary hearing. And yeah, why a disciplinary hearing at all?
Yeah, that. So, look.
Is that normal?
This is obviously more of a complicated or at least detailed description of what happened because there's also video with this Rashee Rice car accident and it's not as simple as
a
DUI where it's like, okay, you kind of know how that's handled and it is what it is. This obviously has victims involved. There is the fact that, you know, he will eventually have some jail time. And so maybe that's how the league views it. You and I have both said over and over that if you're going to suspend somebody for a large portion of a season and you already have most of the information, I would argue all of it, other than talking maybe to Rashee Rice in person, which is what they want to do, then you need to, before the season, make that determination on the suspension. You should not be able to have a new suspension handed out for something that happened 2 years ago in the middle of the season. Well, that's exactly what's going to happen now. You know, how quickly after that September 30th hearing we get a suspension? That's also what we don't know, Cody. You know, like the hearing's the 30th. Does it mean that on October 1 that Roger Goodell lays out the suspension?
Does it work that quick?
I don't know. Does it mean that it's 2 weeks after the fact? That's the part that we don't know. So as much as we're saying, all right, it means he's going to be available the first 4 weeks. Does it mean that week five, he's not available? Or is it, oh, the suspension is announced week 8. He misses week 8, 9. They have a bye week. And then it's 11, 12, 13. All of a sudden, then his suspension is over. And so it drags on a lot longer. I just don't know why I'm with you. The hearing has to take place September 30th, which is why I asked the question off air to even Bob as he was walking out the studio. And I don't think this would be the case, but is there any scenario that, and you guys can chime in on the text line. I'm curious to get your guys' reaction. Is there any scenario where the Chiefs and Rashee Rice would have tried to have pushed this to the 30th, or wouldn't they want to just get it over with?
Because I think they'd want to get it over with, knowing Andy.
Same. I'm with you, but I'm just trying to talk out loud. How do we get to a point where Jordan Addison's court date was the same day as Rashee Rice, in terms of resolving his case, I should say. July 17th or whatever it was. And he already has been suspended for 3 games. I understand it's a different charge. But that was already resolved a week or two ago in terms of the 3-game suspension. Why is it now going to take another month and a half to even have a hearing with the league office? That's what concerns me, man. Like, I hope I'm wrong.
You think that they're taking it far more serious, disciplinary hearing and all that
stuff. I have always said 4 to 6 games. I'm a little worried, admittedly, because the fact that they are requesting an in-person disciplinary hearing with the commissioner in New York, that are they going to lay the hammer down? Because on one hand, you say, oh, the NFL just, they hope that as time goes on, people forget. Well, then why wouldn't she have just announced the suspension now? Like, I don't buy into the theory that they're doing it September 30th. So by then, there's football around and nobody cares. I think it's the opposite. All of a sudden now, we're going to be wondering how week one's performance could be impacted, how great he looks, but then, oh, there's a suspension. What does it mean for the offense? And then every week we're going to be saying, oh, don't forget, next week's that hearing, and then we're going to be doing the same conversation again the first week of October when potentially a suspension gets handed down.
I can't imagine that the Chiefs would choose it this way. My fear is kind of yours, Gold, as in they started hearing rumblings that they were going to hit him pretty hard. Like, the suspension was going to be 8 games or 10 games or something crazy. And they were like, yeah, we'd just like the hearing, please. Like, that's a part of the process that we're allowed to have. And we would like that version of it instead. Because there isn't a standard. The thing about the Addison thing, I think the reason why his punishment is already decided, Gold, is they have a number. They have a rule in place for DUIs. It's 4 games. So then they're like, well, all right, it's a slightly lesser charge, 3. And they just move on with their day. His case is complicated. He got charged. He settled this stuff. He's going to have to spend a little time in jail as a part of it. He was doing a thing that I think lots of people probably do sometimes, which is speed, but caused an accident, left the scene of an accident, caused bodily harm, all the things that make his case more complicated. I in no way think, I saw someone text, I mean, this just means he's not going to get suspended. The NFL's trying to bury it. I'm like, bury it? If they were trying to bury it, I feel like they would have announced it already. They think it'd be easier to hide in the middle of the NFL season for the team who's been to 3 straight Super Bowls. You can't hide Rashee Rice's suspension. You can't hide it from the public eye. So it can't be that, I don't think.
Does anybody think there is what percentage chance that because of you and I's feeling that, hey, if you're going to wait this long, then, you know, basically the suspension should not happen in the season. Is there a scenario where he has the hearing and then the NFL doesn't have a suspension again until the following year? Do they drag it off even more? Are we sure that it's going to be this year? I'm just like, truly, nobody knows the correct answer. I see some people texting in saying, hey, don't forget Willie Gay was suspended in October. Yeah, but his incident was not a full year earlier. That's my point. Like, look, if somebody gets in trouble this weekend, I'm not saying that the NFL has to wait till the next year. My point is, if the incident occurred in 2024, if you can't make a decision by the start of the 2025 season, then what are we doing handing out suspensions in the middle of the season? Of course, there's times where suspensions in season make sense. If you had an incident that happened in the middle of the season or August 30th and you don't have time, but they have had since April or May, March, whatever, of 2024, and they've had since early July or mid-July for the civil case to be settled, for the criminal case to be resolved. So that's where I think it's kind of ridiculous why this hearing is taking place September 30th. That's all. I'm not saying he shouldn't be suspended. No, I totally get why he will be suspended at some point.
The argument is not suspension.
We're not saying they're getting screwed over by that. I don't like the fact that, and it doesn't make sense to me, frankly, that the league is waiting till September 30th to hold a meeting.
My issue is still, look, here's part of my problem, is that I don't like it for the Chiefs for the biggest perspective that is, it is very difficult, in my opinion, to figure out a good way to handle your business and have the consistency that you require in order to make it work. As in, if you are suspended in the middle of the 8 games and then in December, Gold, you're trying to refine your offense, that sucks. That's a sucky way to operate. I'm not saying the NFL owes Rashee Rice or owes the Chiefs anything. That's not the case. But from their perspective, even though the most difficult part of their schedule is the first 6 games of the season, if I were the Chiefs, would still prefer that the suspension just be out of the way. And then you spend the rest of the time doing what you and I talk about. The only time that matters for the Chiefs is January and February. I don't care what happens in September or October or November. That hasn't mattered for the Chiefs in years.
Right.
Because they are consistently good during those times. They win during those times. They don't determine anything for Kansas City's success overall. So if you're suspended, let's call it six games, and it's week 6 through 12 or 6 through 11 or whatever, or 6 through 12 because they got a bye week in there or whatever. And then Gold, starting December 1st or the middle of November or whatever it would be, you have to start finding your offense again. That's just harder. That's a harder way to operate. And if I were Andy Reid, I wouldn't want this looming over this. So I have to game plan and pretend like this is happening. And I guess what you do is you treat it like it's an injury. You treat it like this is our offense. And just like when Rashee Rice went down last year, Gold, you just game plan now as if a guy just got hurt and he's out for a month or he's out for 6 weeks. I'm not saying you never have to adjust, but it's weird knowing that you're just waiting for the shoe to drop, I guess, is the other side. Now, from the schedule perspective, that is easily the biggest benefit. They have to take on the Chargers in an even less road game than normal. Normally they get like a home game. They got to go play a true, unique, neutral site game, which I think is actually worse for the Chiefs than it is just playing in LA. They got to take on the Ravens and the defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles in the first four games. So if he's available through September 30th, the odds of them going 3-1 and 4-0 just went way the hell up. I mean, they are in a much better position to win those games.
Well, we could for the first time see, we could see Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, and Hollywood Brown on a football field together for the first time. That'd be nice. That is one side benefit if this hearing is going to now be September 30th. That in week one, if Hollywood Brown's ankle gets right, and I still think it will by week one, I think they're being very cautious with it as well. Week one in Brazil, we could see the full intact wide receiver room. For a first month of the season or first 5 or 6 weeks of the season, depending on how long a potential suspension is for Rashee Rice.
So I'm curious. Well, let's say he gets suspended in from week 5 to 11 and it's 6 weeks. The first four games you guys just went through, including those games against Eagles and Ravens, by the way, are home games. Mm-hmm. Is there more pressure? Not to say that there's any pressure on the Chiefs in a way because they handle it so well, but...
Oh, to start it, well early?
Is there more pressure for them to not drop two games in that stretch? Is it imperative for them to go like 3-1 or two and two in that stretch just because of the Rashee suspension and the potential to mess things up and you know the vibes just to be off?
I would very rarely to call it imperative for them to go better than 2-2. They can go 2-2 and I think survive that in a lot of cases, Drew. But I do think that there's an emphasis on those games that didn't exist before.
Yeah, take advantage of
where if they had gone 2-2 in that stretch without Rashee Rice, you'd an excuse make in your head a little, been like,
right.
It'll be okay. Rice will be back. They'll get their gears going and everything will feel fine. Versus now where it's like, if they start weird, then lose Rice. It's not even that those four games will feel more pressure packed. The games after will, and you'll be having to do it and make up that ground.
Mm-hmm.
Without your best wide receiver. Look, but let's just say it's week, starting in week five. They managed to suspend him.
Okay, so October 6th. So October 6th,
if we
think it's that quick, it's the Jags game. Then it's the Lions.
Tough, but at home.
Raiders,
at least.
So first divisional game you would have him without. Commanders, obviously could be a very tough game, but it's not an AFC game.
So that's four games.
The big one is the Bills, November 2nd. Then the Broncos, which I think also will be a very big game on November 16th.
And that's the home Broncos game, correct?
That is the road Broncos
game. Okay, that's the road Broncos game.
And then he would be back for the Colts, Cowboys, Texans, Chargers, Titans, Broncos, Raiders.
Most of that stretch.
I was going to say, you'd almost rather him get suspended for the last six games of the season.
We just don't know the length either. That's the issue. Like we're all guessing, right? We're guessing, here's the next five games. We don't know.
You take this as you're more worried about
I'm way more concerned today than I was an hour ago. Now, I'm way more concerned right this second than I was an hour ago based off the fact that there's actually a disciplinary hearing. And I'm sure some more information is going to come out today. I was trying to look it up, you know, when the last time the NFL had a disciplinary hearing. We're going to talk to Nate Taylor at 11 o'clock, and maybe he's got some more information on this and people he's talked to. When's the last time there was an NFL disciplinary hearing? What were the results of those? Because I was going through when there's suspensions or fines from an on-field issue, the player can request a hearing. That's different. That's for on-field stuff. Like if the NFL gives you a fine or a suspension because you wore your socks wrong or you shoved a referee or something, mm-hmm. Okay, like you can appeal that and it goes to a disciplinary hearing. The player can request that. This is different. This is an off-field issue. So I don't know if that hearing on September 30th is requested by anybody other than Roger Goodell in the NFL. Like, because some people were speculating, and I think it's a fair question, and that we don't have the complete picture. Did the NFL already give them a clue of what it would be, and they're basically, this is an appeal? I don't think so. Again, I think for on-field issues, that's what this would mean. A hearing would mean the player was appealing. This is off the field. I don't believe this disciplinary hearing is Rashee Rice appealing what he thinks the punishment is. I think this is requested by at least one of the parties involved, and I think that would be the NFL.
I think, yeah, I mean, maybe they just want to get a better handle on it. This, I will say, and I think sometimes it seems oversimplified. This is a complicated case for the NFL. This is not the standard ones. I'll just be honest. The ones that they are accustomed to dealing with. They understand, whether you like it or not, they understand their punishment system and their fining system for things like pushing a referee, for DUI, for... this sounds horrible. They even understand what they've done in past for episodes of domestic violence or other cases that they're used to. This is a weird one. Because they've had players who sped. Jordan Addison sped 140 miles an hour a year ago. They've had cases like that, but not cases in which it also involves leaving the scene of the crime. So maybe they want to ask him, why did you leave?
And I think it's key. Was there somebody was going injured. In there? Somebody was injured.
Somebody was injured. And so, like, I'm not here telling you, like, none of this is to say that Rashee Rice is being treated unfairly. He did something bad. He's going to have to be punished for that, and that's okay. I can't think of an incident since I've been covering sports radio, I'm not saying it's never happened, where it's gone in this order of operations. As in, it's been 2 years since the thing happened. The court case finally does get settled.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
A year and a half.
Almost a year and a half, yeah.
So a year and a half since it happened, the court cases are now settled. Both civil and criminal are now settled in the sense that they're in the legal part of the process. Now it feels like you have 3 weeks from tomorrow before the season even starts. And we decided to take 7 weeks before we even hear from the thing. And then he might get suspended in the middle. It just feels like a weird process. That's the part that's throwing me off a little bit. And that's why I'm kind of with you where, yeah, I'm a little more worried today. Nate Taylor will join us at 11 o'clock. We'll see what he has to say. I'm a little more worried today that this is a sign that the Chiefs are getting a sense or the NFL is getting a sense. They kind of want to hammer him with some games and they want to make it seem above board before they do.